Everybody must work. Welcome to Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. If you happen to pass through Pennant in central Clarendon, you will notice that refurbishing work is being done on the building housing the community center, clinic, and post office. The work aimed at developing the center into a modern facility is being carried out under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP.
The refurbishing entails roofing, ceiling, tiling, painting, putting doors, solid fixtures, and so on. The one building houses the clinic, community center, and the post office.
Project manager Clifton Henry. The project got underway earlier this month and should be completed by the end of February. So far, approximately 7 persons have been employed under the project. The employees are mostly skilled laborers who are assisting in installing the roof of the facility.
So far, we have the roof. The roof is being done first because we can't employ another labor until the roof has been installed. So we have the carpenters working on it now to do the roof. But after that, we're going to go full speed with the tiling, then the painting, and then the fixtures.
And now the 13 persons are expected to be employed before the project is completed in February. Here's one of the beneficiaries, Kenroy Samuels, who has been out of a job for a while.
I feel good enough because I've been sitting down for a while now doing nothing, and I feel good about it. I get a little work on it, yeah? And it's a good program. Even this morning, guy, I'm talking about the boy. I love how a little work on it, but I just, God, send it, man. I love God. I tell you the truth.
The refurbishing project is being carried out at a cost of approximately $7 million, and when completed, residents of Pennant and surrounding areas in north central Clarendon will boast a refurbished facility with a new community center, clinic, and post office.
They're going to have tiled floors, proper ceiling and roofing, and so on. Electrical work, proper bathroom facilities for the center. It's going to be a complete refurbished center.
Project manager Clifton Henry. JEEP is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, is now in its third phase, and already over 40,000 Jamaicans have received employment under the initiative. Phase 2 of JEEP, which saw approximately 20,000 persons being employed, started July 1, 2012 and ended June 30, 2013. Phase 3 of the initiative started July 1, 2013 and will end on March 31, 2014. To date, over 1,000 persons have been employed under Phase 3. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hanno, Minister of Youth and Culture. There are times when the state has to exercise its responsibility and intervene in matters pertaining to our children. For the safety and protection of our children, part of that intervention might include the removal of a child from his or her home. It is never our intention to break up families. In fact, we believe that the home is the best environment for all children, and we try our best to ensure that children remain with their families. The care and protection of children is the responsibility of both parents. So let us work together to build strong families and loving homes.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.